TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, wanting to see if he can pull off a full white tuxedo, it is our friend, the host of Fox and Friends First, Mr. Todd Pyro.
Welcome back, my good woman.
Thank you.
How is everything?
Good. Baby's 3 months old now.
Oh my gosh, it's been 3 months already.
3 months, oh, I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is just going to be a private talk between you and me.
I'll tell you all the details. Mark, did you just want to
I'm
go ahead and leave?
I'm staying out of it. No, I'm just going to stay out of it.
Todd, we were talking this morning that you were rocking a white tuxedo and you put it on your Instagram.
Is there a problem, officer?
You look like the Good Humor Man. What was the purpose of that?
Okay, that's one take. My cousin-in-law said I look like I belonged in the Hunger Games.
Oh, I can
yeah,
see
that's
that.
True.
That's
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
accurate.
That's probably
he said
true.
Something to a cameraman that I'm definitely not going to say on air. See, now I censor myself because of the whole bleep incident.
Yeah,
the,
she wasn't here for that.
Does Saint Ange know about the bleep?
She does
I
not.
Don't think
she
so.
Does not. It got bleeped everywhere. The drop. We hit the drop button when Todd said it. We got him all fired up about his fantasy football picks at work, and he dropped a bomb on us. And we dropped it. We hit the drop button, but it still went out over the socials. So our Facebook listeners and all that stuff got
of all the people I would think you'd have to use the bleep button for. Right. Todd Pyro would not be the first person.
Oh, you don't know him very well.
No, I don't. I guess
all of the
I don't.
Socials. Everybody on socials literally grabbed their pearls at the same time. It was something else.
Oh, Todd, I have to tell you, in the 80s, I wore a white tux to a prom one time.
Oh, God.
With a blue cummerbund and a blue bow tie. And you wear it better, my friend.
Successful for you.
not necessarily.
so you sound like the candlestick right now from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, interesting. That's a great point. Like that.
Yeah.
The real reason is the Fox Nation Christmas special. And last year, I decided we needed to beef up my appearance. So I wore a regular tux. And I said that was a good amount of formality for the magnitude of the moment. I wanted to meet the moment. I said, what's more fancy? How can I up myself this year? And I said, white tux. Next year, I'm going to get clean. Well, if they let me do this thing again next year, I'm thinking to go in the same white tux, only a combo red and green bow tie.
Ooh, nice. That'll pop on TV for sure. I have to wear a tux for the first time in a couple of years, well, probably since my daughter's wedding. We have an event here, Todd, every Thanksgiving Eve called Guns and Hoses, where the local firefighters and police officers box each other. They train for it. They box each other. Either the red or the blue corner wins. And this year, our radio station's part of it, and I get to be down there in the ring interviewing the winners of the boxing matches, and I had to go rent a tuxedo, which is the first time in years. No idea how expensive it was to rent one of those things these days.
Neither am I. How much? Because, again, I just go to Fox.
Oh, that's true.
I snap my
fingers,
and then magically it appears in my office. A very important person with many leather-bound books. How much did it cost?
Is it, wait, let me guess. I was going to say $200.
$260.
Okay, I was going to guess
just $200. To rent?
To rent the tuxedo. They kept, of course, they try to talk you into buying one if you're going to rent it for that much. And I'm like, no, because I'm getting reimbursed for this. I'm not going to, I have no reason to have a $300 tuxedo hanging in the closet. I don't know when I'd ever wear it again. So
interesting. This is good to know for the next time I have a wedding to go to and I need a different tux, like in the blue category or light pink.
Right.
This is good to know. This is good information.
This reminds me of Dumb and Dumber where they wore the like pastel, the orange and the blue suits.
I mean, that was, I'm thinking a few years down the line with the hat, but not next year. Now, I want to ease into this transition there, St. Ange.
That's funny. So what are the Thanksgiving plans here, Todd? Are you working through the holiday? What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to work. I'm doing the Fox and Friends Thanksgiving morning. We don't have a Fox and Friends first on Thanksgiving.
Okay, nice.
So I'm going to do the other show. Because, I mean, people have families and stuff. People need to travel. I'm, you know, local for me. This is called dinner, or in our case, late lunch. So it's really not a big deal to me. It's the people I see all the time. Christmas is my jam, so I really focus on Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Yes, with the little ones. That'll be
How
fantastic.
About you guys?
Yeah, we get Thursday and Friday off. It's a company holiday, so that's going to be nice for us, particularly for Kim. Monday, yesterday was her first day back to work, so she has a shortened week, and then she gets another long holiday.
Planned
well,
it that way.
She has a newborn.
That's true. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. Can we take that clip and I'll just send it to Mark and we just replay it over
Hey,
and
I'm
over
happy
again.
For you. I think it's very smart.
Mark's a demanding boss.
Oh my gosh. You would couldn't even tell you the stories, Todd.
Oh, Todd, have we talked since I broke my ribs?
No.
So I don't remember if I told you the story or not, but 3 weeks ago I went hunting, duck hunting, and I fell into a duck blind, which is down in the ground. And I broke 6 ribs on the left side of my body. So I've been.
How deep is a blind?
Yeah, about 6 feet. You normally stand down in it to hunt, but it was foggy that day. So we were hunting above, up on the ground, so we could see the ducks. And I forgot the hole was there, and I stepped right into it. So.
Isn't that always the way? You always forget the hole is there.
I know.
It's gonna get you in trouble.
Complete klutz move on my part, but I've been sleeping in a recliner for the better part of the last 3 weeks because I couldn't lie flat because my ribs hurt so much. So,
here's the important question.
Yes.
Did you shoot any ducks?
We did. We got four ducks before I went down.
What do you do with them? Do you eat them? Because I love duck.
Well, in this particular case, they got donated to my buddy who was hunting because I had to go to the emergency room. So I'm assuming he ate them, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
A l'orange, or do you do something fancy? Like,
duck
what do you
confit?
Do? I'm curious.
What, I don't even know what duck confit is. I just know that's a thing.
I generally eat it and have other people prepare it. I'll have to be honest with you. I'm not the one that would normally cook that. But I like the orange duck. I think that's good. Yeah.
All right. Love duck. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, I'm normal. I just eat it raw. Like, I rip the head off the duck like Ozzy Osbourne, God rest his soul, and God rest the soul.
That was
of
a
the
bat.
Duck.
Bite right into it.
And then I just go to town. Take that.
Oh, buddy. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Don't work too hard.
You too. Enjoy.
Yep. Talk to
Welcome
you soon.
Back.
Thank you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.